This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Josh Vernier checks in from Surprise, Arizona. Good morning, Vern.
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
Terrific.
Not as good as Cole Reagan's, huh?
Yeah, no question. And Bob, you and I were going back and forth yesterday about whether or not there was even a question of Cole Reagan's getting the start on opening day. And maybe it's just the old Royals mentality that is ingrained inside of me, but I thought that they would go the safe route and hand the ball to Michael Wacha, a 10-year vet, or Seth Lugo, a guy that made a 2-3-year commitment, a long-term commitment to the Royals this offseason. But after allowing it to digest the decision of Cole Reagan's getting the nod, it really is in line with the aggressiveness that we've seen from this organization over the past 4 months. Right. Speaking of Michael Wacha, when that was the cherry on top of the offseason. Prior to that, you already brought in a handful of relievers. You had Seth Lugo. You had Hunter Renfroe. Now, the team would not have been as competitive as they're going to be with Michael Wacha, but I think we were all in a state of, hey, good job, Royals. You actually spent some money. I don't think they're going to add another pitcher. Oh, my God, they went out and signed Michael Wacha. They showed the type of aggressiveness that a team committed to winning in 2024 needed to show. I don't think you had to sign him to win the fan base over, at least get this city excited. Bobby Witt Jr., I don't know many Royals fans that would have been angry if Bobby didn't have a long-term deal on opening day. But the Royals were proactive. They were aggressive with Bobby Witt Jr., and now he's here for 7, 11, 14 years.
Right.
I thought the safe route would have been Wacha or Lugo, but they remain proactive. They remain aggressive. What they're doing is in line with a lot of what I'm hearing coming out of the mouths of a Bobby Witt Jr., a Cole Reagans, a Vinny Pasquantino, where the focus is winning. It's not to coddle. It's not to tiptoe. It's to take a big stride into the season and try to attack April. So Maybe I should have been with you the entire time, where of course they're going to do the right thing, the obvious thing, and hand the ball to the guy that has earned it. But you guys know how it's gone around here over the past few seasons, where we want to dip our toe into the water, but just a little bit. We don't want to mess with the psyche of our young arms. Right. They're not worried about it with Cole. Go get them.
Yeah, they're not worried about that anymore, which I think is a good thing. And I think that's one of the things that hurt the Royals so much, is we were so worried about the psyche of these young guys. You can either pitch or you can't. And so let's get up here and see what you can do. And I think Reagans last year did an amazing job, but he didn't pitch in a meaningful game. And now he gets the opportunity to show if he can be the ace and the cornerstone pitcher in this organization as they move forward and become a contender again.
It's only 12 starts. They were 12 dominating starts at the end of last season. Yeah. He felt pressure, no doubt about it. But it's going to be a different type of pressure on Thursday, the 28th. And something that I think some Royals fans may be forgetting, because no doubt Cole Reagans is the ace of this staff, but that now means he's facing the other team's ace. And that's why, to me, he's such a pendulum swinger for this team in 2024, because the mentality is there, a lot like it is for Brady Singer. I think the difference right now between Singer and Reagans is Reagans has five pitches that we've seen unleashed at the big league level on a consistent basis. So he has that mentality. He has that stuff. His upside is someone that can stare down Gerrit Cole, can stare down Pablo Lopez next week at Kauffman Stadium. But to your point about facing true big league pressure, true big league expectations for the first time in his professional life, that's something that he hasn't been asked to do, to stare down Pablo Lopez to win that 2-1 game. How many times have we seen an opening day where, you know, Greinke pitched well, he gave you five innings of two-run baseball, but the offense just no-showed, and you lost last year 2-0 to the Minnesota Twins. So what I think we're going to learn this year about Cole Reagans is, can he be that ace? We throw that word around a lot, especially in Kansas City, just giving it to the best pitcher. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, Zach Greinke last year was a number four. Brady Singer, over the course of the past few seasons, has shown himself to be a number three, a number four. Brad Keller was always a number three, number four, number five, but they were our ace. We're going to learn this year, is Cole Reagans a true ace, or at the end of 2024, we're going to find out, okay, he's more of a number two or a number three, which isn't a bad thing, especially when you traded Aroldis Chapman, a half a season of Aroldis Chapman, to get a number two or number three in return is positive. But we were having a conversation in the press box yesterday about what is regression, what's the worry with Cole Reagans, and to me it's injury and that's it.
Yeah,
okay. I'm not going to be disappointed at the end of the season if it turns out that Reagans is good. Okay, he's not Justin Verlander, he's not an ace, but he's a solid number two, number three. I hope Royals fans aren't disappointed if that's the end game. But I do think we need to temper our expectations somewhat with a kid that's made only 12 starts at the big leagues. He's got a big task in front of him next Thursday, and then really for the first few months, he's going to be facing studs on the other side.
Yeah, but it is a different mindset. I agree with you there, because, yeah, you throw out Greinke. Let's say, guys, you throw out Greinke in a game like that. You're like, oh, yeah, I think you can keep us in it through five, and we'll see what the offense does.
Right.
You know, it's going to have to come down to the bullpen or whatever. Now you're like, no, this is your guy.
Yeah, go out there, be the ace.
Go out there, be the ace, shut the other team down, and let's go win a ball game. Yeah. I feel like it's a different, or at least it should be, like a different feel.
Yeah, you drive, what you want is a lot like what you had in James Shields, where guys are driving to the ballpark knowing if we score three runs, James is going to make it hold up. No matter what Gerrit Cole does on the other side, no matter what Pablo Lopez does, Cole's going to do a little bit better. I feel he has the ability and the mentality and the stuff to do that. Now he just needs to go out there and do it, because we've seen a lot of pitchers have good months, a good two-month stretch. Now, none of them compared to what Cole did in those final 2 months, winning American League Pitcher of the Month. But still, 12 months is certain, or excuse me, 12 starts. I'm going to need more than twice that in 2024. So high expectations, and getting to know Cole, and he'll be on my show coming up on Thursday, a 3-hour season preview Thursday night, 6 to 9. Bobby Witt Jr., Cole Reagans, James MacArthur will all swing by. Nobody puts more pressure on themselves than Cole Reagans. He had a nice moment yesterday with his wife. after he finds out, he texted her and said he made up some lie that she needs to get home so they can talk about something. He gets home and tells her that he made the team and then nonchalantly says, yeah, and I'll be starting on opening day. And they both are brought to tears. It's a pretty nice relationship that him and his wife have. They've been through a lot, back-to-back Tommy John surgeries. I'm excited for him.
No, that's cool, man. I got goosebumps when you shared that story because that's what baseball does to you, right? Like those, you don't have that in any other sport. Yeah, I'm the opening day quarterback or I'm the opening day goalie in hockey or whatever. You know, like it doesn't hit the same as like the opening day pitcher in Major League Baseball. No matter what level you are, what age you are in baseball, you get that opening day start at a big league stadium, man. That's pretty cool. I'd be upset if he didn't have those kinds of feelings.
And if you think about, this is a guy that was drafted out of high school in the first round in 2016. This is 8 years later, two Tommy John surgeries later, traded away by the team that drafted you in the first round. I'm not trying to sound like LeBron. He's not supposed to be here. Guys don't fall that far.
Right.
And rise to become an opening day starter for a team that has real expectations. This isn't a squad that's expected to lose another 100 games and here's the best we got. This is a legit all-star front-of-the-line rotation type of arm.
I'm talking to Josh Vernier here on 610
Sports
Radio.
Just a kid from Tallahassee.
That's
right. I looked that up really quick.
I'm just a kid from Tallahassee. Yeah. Vern, when you look at the 10 days to go before opening day roughly now, what's the injury situation looking like?
Jake Brents left last night's game after a hamstring injury that's going to cost him a spot on the roster. May open up or may maintain the spot on the team for the Rule 5 kid. Matt Sauer, not that he's celebrating the Jake Brents injury, but makes things easier to keep that big arm that you acquired in the Rule 5 draft from the New York Yankees. Jordan Lyles, who's coming back from a lower back tightness, he returned to the mound earlier this week facing the Chicago Cubs, gave up four home runs. Some of them were wind-aided, but still, four home runs is four home runs. He's not really taking a firm grasp of that number five spot in the rotation. So, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Lyles isn't in the rotation to start the season. Alec Marsh, Daniel Lynch, both pitching well. Alec Marsh really standing out. That we've been talking about that for the past few weeks. I think Alec Marsh has a real chance of grabbing that five spot and relegating Jordan Lyles to the bullpen to start the season. And then Tyrone Blanco returned last night from that calf strain, ran the bases well, first to third, stop and start, almost grabbing the final spot on the bench. So long as Tyrone Blanco is healthy and can showcase that brilliant speed, he's going to be your late game stolen base threat. So Blanco, good news, bad news for Jake Brents. And well, the Jordan Lyles thing, It's bad news for Jordan Lyles, but I know what show I'm on, so I feel like you guys are taking that as good news that Lyles may start in the bullpen.
Well, I mean, I don't think Lyles should start on the roster, but you know, that's just
I find it good if somebody can beat him out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Like, that goes to what we said at the very beginning. That goes in line with a team that is true when they state their intentions of winning. Right, a team that's half in and half out. Okay, well, we're paying Jordan Lyles a lot of money. Let's see what we can get out of him in the rotation. Now we'll see. Royals won't need their number five starter until the second week of the season. But as of right now, I don't know how you give Jordan Lyles that ball.
No, I don't either. How do you see the opener playing, Edward? Do we have one?
Yeah. The bullpen right now is strong. James MacArthur, yeah. I think, is a guy that could serve as an opener. I think he could end up as your closer at the end of the season. The rotation to me has made the largest strides from last year, but the bullpen not far behind. They don't have that triple digit big arm coming out of the bullpen like most teams do. They have a few guys down in the minor leagues. Jake Brents actually could have been that guy. You know, Will Klein, one of their top prospects, we might see him as the summer progresses. It's a veteran laden bullpen. But as far as an opener, maybe if Daniel Lynch grabs that five spot, maybe you see an opener put in front of him. I'd be surprised if they did it again with Alec Marsh. You're certainly not going to do it with Reagans, Waka, Lugo, or Singer.
What's the deal with Bobby Witt Jr.? What's he trying to get better at as we get ready for opening day?
Yeah, was talking with him just the other day, and he's talking about a conversation he had with James Shields where Shields is looking him dead in the eye and says, this is your team. You need to take over this clubhouse. You need to take over the dugout. You need to take over maybe not being the mouthpiece to the media, but everyone that steps into this clubhouse needs to know we all fall in line behind Bobby Witt Jr. Shields even going to Salvador Perez and making sure that Salvi knows to help Bobby along. Not that Salvi needed that reminder, but the reinforcement from James Shields. Eric Hosmer. Bobby recently sat down with Hos for his podcast, and I thought it was pretty cool hearing Hosmer's advice for Bobby Witt Jr., which you guys remember being in that clubhouse when Hos was around, the way that he brought everyone together, pitchers and hitters, Spanish-speaking Royals with the English-speaking Royals. He was just the perfect clubhouse glue, and then he went out there and produced as well. His message to Bobby is bring the team together. You need to know every corner of your clubhouse. You need to bring these guys together because, as we saw with those championship teams, when you fall behind, when it seems as if you have no chance, when you have that bond, when you have that camaraderie, it's easier to sacrifice, come together, and ultimately come out on top and maintain the belief that you're going to come out on top. So two of the best leaders that I've been around in my 10 years in Kansas City descending on Surprise to uplift Bobby Witt Jr. and help him become even a better leader.
Yeah, I mean, I really love the retired Hos aspect of this.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
He doesn't have to like jump in and do this, but you could just tell. We talked to him obviously right after he kind of made the announcement, and I felt like, yeah, he's ready to be in. Like, Royals just have to make a call and he'd be ready to be in. And that's a great way to use somebody of his, I guess, yeah, his leadership capabilities more than anything.
It's wild. We're going to have Wade Davis, Greg Holland coming through this week. So the Royals doing a good job of introducing these guys to the current players, especially since they're going to be around a lot over the next 2 years, celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the first pennant, and then next year, the 10-year anniversary of the title.
Can you believe it's been 10 years since that 2014 team? I know Hosmer told us they're going to be doing something, I guess, this year to celebrate the kind of that 10-year anniversary. The White Sox are in town in early April. That's when Moose, one of the remaining active players, is going to be, or maybe they do something the first 2 weeks of the season or later in the year if they come back, you know, the White Sox and whatnot. But, like, I can't believe we're already talking about that. And a lot of those guys that played 10 years ago are still very much popular with some of these players that are currently in Major League Baseball. So to have the Hosmers and the James Shields, you're right, Vern. I think it adds a lot more so than, you know, some old guy kind of limping in that played in the 30s.
The fact that it's been 10 years shows you just how, at least it shows me just how long the honeymoon lasted.
Yeah.
Because it really only feels as if I've been angry with this team for about 3-4 years. And they weren't doing much winning after the title.
No.
So that honeymoon, that championship parade lasted about half a decade. But it's certainly gone now. They need to win this year, and they need to win early.
Yeah, they do. They need to win. Like, they need to start out as hot as they've ever started, as hot as they've ever been, because you got the vote coming up. You want people to get excited. You want people to support this team. Look, I think this team is definitely on the right track. I'm excited to see, you know, where they are. If they flirt with 80 wins this year, we'll all be very, very excited about that. But, I mean, I think you just got to take – I don't want to say it's another evaluation year, because it's not, because you got legit starters. You got a good bullpen. You got some bats in the lineup, so it's time to put it all together and see where this team is.
No, there's no reason why June and July shouldn't be entertaining out at Kauffman Stadium. And a quick mention for the baseball nerds out there, if you've ever considered coming to spring training, this new spring breakout game with all the prospects, come out for that. Not because the game is great. It was like 6 hit-by-pitches and 7 wild pitches. It was a rough game. But something cool that Major League Baseball does is everybody that's on the team, all the best prospects on every squad, they all sit down and sign autographs for everyone basically in the building. So if you come out during this time of the year next season, you're likely to get an autograph from the next great player in Royals baseball, in Brewers baseball, in every team in the Cactus League. And you know, sure, you're going to get those nerds that have the big binders of cards and pictures that they want signed. But, man, you bring your son or daughter out here, they're going to meet the future Bobby Witt Jr., Mike Trout. It's a pretty cool thing baseball's doing.
Am I crazy that baseball didn't pub that enough ahead of time?
They tried. I think baseball's message isn't getting through the noise of the NFL and college basketball, because just talking with Annie Rogers of MLB.com, that's all she was pumping. That's all the website was pumping. That's all MLB Network was pumping. I just don't think you're checking it out right now.
Yeah, and maybe
I understand that.
Because all of a sudden it was like upon us. I'm like, well, what is this thing? I kind of had to do a little research myself. And it seemed like they were excited about it. I'm like, well, why did they tell anybody?
Well, they did. They told themselves.
Yeah,
you know,
so.
You got to go where as they talk about streaming and whatnot. And Roger Goodell has done a good job of saying we are fishing where the fish are. And that's kind of the advice Major League Baseball needs to take. Okay, you're on your websites and you're on your network, but you're only reaching the people that are watching your network and your website. You got to find a way to get to more people.
But I think that goes to what you guys were saying earlier about everything other than the NFL is a niche sport.
Yeah, it is.
So you have to seek out Major League Baseball. You have to seek out, sadly, Royals baseball right now, at least for the time being.
Yeah. Vern, Josh is all tangled in his cords this morning. He can't get out of them.
I just can't move at the moment. That's all right.
To watch this display.
Strapped to my chair here.
Take place.
I'm fine.
But he is definitely he's tied in for the rest of the day.
I'm in. So. Thank you, Vern.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thursday night, again, a 3-hour edition with Vern. Cole Reagans, Bobby Witt, much, much more. 6 to 9 on Thursday night. That's going to be awesome. Getting ready for the season. Vern drops by with us each and every Monday.
And Friday. That's right. Friday's at 8:30. Monday's at 9:30. We'll see if you can get out of here.
I got to make way for Cody Gold. I am completely... tied myself up in knots here. So that's the way it is. If you missed any of the show today, our chat with Alex Gold kind of got you set for the brackets and some of the early lines that are out there to gamble on. Our thoughts on the tournament, Josh Vernier on Cole Reagans and more. You can check it out anytime, 610sports.com or the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it for free. We'll see you tomorrow. Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
The all-new 2026 Toyota RAV4 is here, building on everything drivers know and love about Toyota. With a redesigned look and modern tech that makes life behind the wheel easier than ever, the new RAV4 comes standard as a hybrid, providing smooth, efficient performance for both city streets and longer journeys. Enjoy the legendary reliability Toyota is known for in the all-new 2026 RAV4. Learn and shop more at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa. Okay.
This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Wait. The T-Mobile one says families saved over $3,700 versus the other big guys in the past 5 years. And their experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. And a 5-year price guarantee? Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
I'm thinking high five.
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. Switch now at T-Mobile.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 among accounts with 3+ voice lines compared to AT&T and Verizon. Excluding discounts, credits, and optional charges. See harrisx.com/T-Mobile. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.